We welcome our special guest today. We've been talking about Josh coming in now for a couple of days. Ladies and gentlemen, Josh Groban, our special guest this morning. Audience?
Hey, guys. Oh, golf clap. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you. Nice to have you here. By the way, it took Susanna about 3 seconds to get into the studio once Josh sat down to go, hi, Josh, I'm here.
Well, I think it's only polite to properly welcome our guests.
No, it was very nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you too, Josh.
Now, you're here. I asked you when you first came in, I mean, half jokingly, but usually we have artists come in who are about to, you know, have dates coming up in the city. I didn't know you had a date, but you say you're coming back to Montreal in March.
I'll be here
in March.
Yeah, exactly. No, it will have been almost 3 years since I performed here, and it was really, I remember every single show, and the last concert tour had so many dates to it, but Montreal was so much fun to perform in, so I can't wait to come back.
Okay, and there's good news, by the way. Ladies, stick around. I have a very important announcement to make with respect to Josh in just a minute or so. But Josh, you heard it here first, will be in Montreal in March. We don't have a date, but we do have a confirmed tour and a confirmed date in the city. I mean, not a date, but an actual date in terms of a month.
I'd say
in the
pretty
month of March.
Pretty close to when the album comes out next week. We'll have
cool.
some dates.
All right. Now, the album, the brand new album, this is your
third album. God, I can't believe it.
Comes out November 7th?
It's November 7th, yeah.
Okay.
A week from today.
Talk about what's different this one as opposed to the last one, because this is different.
This album has a lot of really different things on it for me. I mean, my first album, you know, had to be kind of a nice get to know you. You know, here's my voice. I hope you like it. My second album, I wanted to take a few steps left of center. And on this album, I felt like I really wanted to kind of get away from some of the formula, get away from some of the safety blankets and travel around the world, work with different producers, write with lots of people, try my hand at producing, you know, and try to do some collaborations with artists that are completely different than what I do. You know, it could have been really silly sounding, and it actually, you know, when you put yourself in a situation where it could sound really stupid, sometimes the best stuff comes out of it. So that was kind of my goal for this one, and I'm really, really happy with it.
You mentioned some of the people. I mean, Herbie Hancock, who you wouldn't think would be
Ooh.
A typical guy you would be doing stuff with.
No, you know, he and I met at a charity concert for Stevie Wonder not too long ago, and I had complimented him on the duet CD he'd just finished. And he said, oh, man, well, I'm thinking of doing another one. Would you be willing to do it with me? I said, are you kidding me? Of course, you know. And I was kind of waiting around for that to start happening, and I was in the middle of writing this song called Machine, and I was thinking, oh man, wouldn't it be cool if he got in and just played on this? Wouldn't it be just the best thing ever? So I mustered up all my confidence and called him up and asked him.
You needed to muster up your confidence to call Herbie Hancock?
Sure, of course
you
do.
Josh Groban, man.
That's Herbie Hancock.
Josh, Herbie, Josh.
He is, you know...
an icon.
He's an icon. Yeah. And, you know, you don't want to, you know... look like you're being pushy with somebody like that. But he said, send me the track, and I sent it to him, and
was
just
cool.
Honored that he's on the CD.
And now you also mentioned you have a bit of a South African influence here, too, because you were there and impressed enough by what you saw and the time you spent there. You have Ladysmith Black Mambazo on this, and the last time I remember them, and I guess, you know, all of us, was from Paul Simon.
Graceland, yeah. That was the first time I was introduced to them, as was much of the world. And that group just has so much spirit, and the time that I spent in South Africa was so special to me because of, I had been fascinated by the music there, by the history there, and when I was there, was thrilled, first of all, that the fans were really excited there, and the music was doing well there, but to be able to meet Nelson Mandela, to become an ambassador for his AIDS Foundation, and then to then visit Soweto and see the food schemes that he's building, and walk away from it feeling like there's a lot we can do to help, the whole situation just made me very inspired, and so we found a song called Weeping over there that was very controversial when it first came out, and it's kind of a protest song and also a song about kind of looking forward positively and not forgetting our mistakes and not disconnecting from our, you know, common humanity, you know. And so I felt like this was a great song that they could join me on. And then I wrote a song that was like an a cappella piece that I could do with them with Dave Matthews, and that was fun too.
I gotta tell you something. It must be really weird, and I'm trying to put myself in your shoes. You're like 25 years old, I guess.
Yeah, 25.
And here you have it. I mean, you're a star like around the world. Doesn't matter where you go, whether it's South Africa, whether it's Europe, whether it's here. People know you everywhere by virtue of your music. I mean, do you sometimes sit back and go, wow, like this is much bigger than I ever could have imagined in any dream I ever had?
Absolutely. I mean, you know, as a kid, you dream, you know, you dream big, but you don't expect, especially, I mean, having the voice that I have, the kind of voice that I have, you don't think of it as a international pop thing. You think of it as, well, maybe one day, maybe I can go to New York and do a show or something,
right.
You know. And so every day, I mean, it happens so fast. But when I think about, I'm talking about my third album, 5 years ago, I was, you know, I was 20, releasing my first album and had no idea where it would take me. I thought I'd sell 50,000 albums. And so it's all been just the greatest experience of my life. I try to sit back and pinch myself and really appreciate it all.
And I'm guessing the adulation from primarily female fans hasn't hurt, because you know, you've been linked to a lot of different people.
I haven't been linked to any female fans, but yeah, it's a nice thing. It's not bad.
You like it?
Well, sure. Yeah.
Now you're single. Here's the big part, ladies. Here's the deal. You're single now.
I'm a single guy.
Right.
Yeah.
And you're in Montreal till tomorrow.
Yes.
So you are available to go trick or treating tonight.
Hey, I certainly am.
Okay.
You know what?
So
good point.
If you run down here to our studios before Josh leaves in about 2 minutes, you never know. Are you thinking? I mean, you're 25. It's not certainly as if you know you're thinking about getting married and raising a family or anything. But in
not
the back
yet.
Of your mind, are you thinking maybe you need to take some time off to meet somebody, maybe settle down, maybe start dating?
Yeah. I mean, I just got out of kind of a long relationship, so I think now I'm at a time when. I really want to concentrate on the work, and just kind of...
Take some breathing space.
Take some breathing space.
Absolutely.
Exactly.
Mom?
You should.
No, it's...
Mom?
I'm his friend.
Okay.
She's totally my friend, and she's right.
I love
it.
Okay. So you want him to pull back a little and save yourself for one of your daughters, is what you're saying. Am I good on this, or...?
No, I just want him to go out and enjoy what he's going through right now.
Okay. Yes. That's exactly it.
And if something happens, something happens.
Sometimes the person that you're meant to be with just comes along totally unexpectedly.
That's
so right
it.
Now, I'm just trying to go out, work hard, have fun, and just, see what happens.
I'm not going to pursue this area with the exception of this last question, which is, if you were looking for someone,
yes.
Do you have someone or some kind of person specifically that you think you're more interested in, younger, older, entertainer, normal person, whatever?
Do you set up a vision of someone that you would like to meet?
Someone I'd like to meet. I mean, somebody who's got a great sense of humor. There's nothing worse than being on a date and, and he picked up the pie and called his mother. His mother.
Someone with a sense of humor.
Check, please.
Okay.
Except not with that joke.
All right.
Yeah.
I got someone for you.
You do?
Yeah, one of our clients. Does she have to be younger or older? Does it matter?
Doesn't really matter.
Doesn't really matter. Okay. Yeah. Give me a number for Chris. Dimitri. I think Fanny wants to meet someone. I'm going to fix her up with Josh. No, I'm just kidding.
You know what, Aaron?
Yes, sir.
The last time you tried to fix two people up, remember what happened, don't you?
I fixed the last two up. They got married, just to let you know.
Who was that? No, really?
Yeah, I did.
No,
honest to goodness.
Yeah,
no
he
kidding.
Fixed
yeah, yeah.
himself up with Jane.
No, I'm serious. Last two, they're married now.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
When are they getting divorced?
Run, Josh, run.
Part time. Yeah. Anyway, listen, for what it's worth... I think it's great, first of all, that you came by and took the time to be here, because I know you mentioned, how many tour dates a year when you tour?
Well, my last tour was for about 200 concerts.
That's crazy.
It was all over the place, and I was pretty tired by the end of it. But no, I wouldn't miss coming in here for the world. You guys were the first here to really support me and break my music, and I will never stop.
We didn't mean to break it, really. I'll buy you new CDs, whatever you want.
He's good. He can buy his own now.
If you broke it, then you fixed it.
That's right. Listen, thank you so much for coming by. Congratulations, and good luck on the new album, and can't wait to see you back here come March.
I look forward to it.
All right.
Thanks so much.
Thank you so much.